Veterans in Alaska will soon have more help making medical appointments and navigating health care. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the third-party contractor handling the bulk of appointments for veterans across the state is adding personnel to better handle problems that have arisen in the last year and a half.
After Congress passed new legislation in 2014 designed to reduce wait times for medical care, many veterans in Alaska experienced the opposite. The Alaska VA's interim director, Dr. Linda Boyle, says part of the problem was that anyone calling to make an appointment was routed through ill-equipped call centers in the lower 48.
In Alaska, they had to call people that lived in Louisiana and other places that truly, when we as veterans have to call outside, we recognize that those individuals don't really understand the geography or the unique challenges of Alaska.
Since then, a new call center has been set up in Walla Walla, Washington, and in an effort to adapt federal legislation to local realities, six new employees from the third-party contractor, TriWest, have been embedded within the Alaska VA. They started Monday. TriWest is paying the salaries for those new employees with no additional appropriations from the VA. Retired Army Colonel Hal Blair is a program director for TriWest and formerly worked as a deputy director of the Alaska VA. He says adding staff is necessary for the company because Alaska doesn't conform to the VA healthcare model seen in most other states.
TriWest has come to understand that there's a different footprint required here for Alaska.
The changes came in response to criticism from veterans and the state's congressional delegation. Senator Dan Sullivan wrote in an email that changes are, quote, an encouraging, albeit small, first step. The additional staff will have an impact primarily on veterans living on the road system. Rural vets accessing care through local facilities will not see any changes in their care options. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.